Well, if open pit mines aren't your cup of tea, you might consider heading to Santa Cruz, California. It's home to one of the quirkiest tourist spots in the country. It's called the Mystery Spot, and it's a place where objects roll uphill and the laws of physics, well, those laws are not enforced. NPR's Carrie Kahn went there to see for herself.
I got to the Mystery Spot early. I'd heard the parking lot fills up fast and tours often sell out in the summer. At $5 a ticket, it's the best bargain in town.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, good morning and welcome to the Mystery Spot. My name is Felicity. I'm going to be your tour guide today.
Felicity Hatfield, a local college student, leads me and a dozen other skeptics up a wooded hillside. Hatfield makes lots of stops, pulling out a trusty carpenter's level to prove the surface really is flat. As for her jokes, it's downhill from here.
All right, for my first demonstration, I'm going to need two volunteers. One and two. Come on down, guys.
Two young boys take Hatfield up on the challenge. One is visibly shorter than the other. The short boy stands on a level board just outside the imaginary border delineating the mystery spot. The taller one faces him and stands on a similar board just inside the zone. Looking at the two side by side, it appears they're exactly the same height.
Ladies and gentlemen, the mystery spot has done what politicians have been trying to do for years, make people see eye to eye.
Not only do people seem to mysteriously shrink at certain points along the tour, everyone begins to lean at a 17-degree angle. The effect just becomes more dramatic in a two-room woodshed at the top of the hill.
We're about to enter into the first courtyard of the Mystery Spot cabin. I have to warn you, you may experience a little bit of nausea, some dizziness, some uncontrollable laughter. Don't worry, it should go away by next week. Come on in.
Inside, balls appear to roll up level wooden planks, children easily climb up slanted walls, and a 35-pound metal ball hangs from the ceiling at a gravity-defying angle. As the crowd closely examines the mysterious evidence for themselves, I pull Hatfield aside.
Do you believe that this is really a mystery spot?
Heck yeah.
None of the other guides would give up anything either. Andrew Smith, a construction engineer from San Francisco, just shook his head.
I think it's crazy.
Is it not real?
I think it's real, but it's nothing like I've ever seen. So.
Another engineer on the tour, Jim Ping, drove down from Oregon to try and uncover the mystery.
You don't think it's just like a hoax or something?
No, I don't think it's a hoax. I mean, there must be something, you know. I believe physics, you know. This is a violation of physics law.
Would you guys like somebody to tell you what's going on here? So would I. I unfortunately have no idea what's going on. This is, after all, the mystery spot. It's not the solved spot.
Apparently, there are many theories about what could be causing physics to flip. From a hole in the ozone causing the light to refract differently, to CO2 gas leaking from an earthquake fault making everyone hallucinate. Guide Danny Fitz has her favorite.
Well, my last theory is my most popular, right? And that is that millions of years ago, an alien spacecraft came from the sky right over there, and it crash-landed in our hillside, and the engine of that spacecraft is still running today.
Local scientists have actually studied the mystery at the mystery spot and relate it to the power of perception, something called the size-weight illusion. Matthew Clark wasn't looking for answers, just some good, cheap fun.
I thought it was great. Campy. But fantastic value.
Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
I hope you guys have a great rest of your day in Santa Cruz. Please be careful walking down the hill. If you fall down that hill, you will not roll back up. Trust me. All right, guys, have an awesome day.